Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hola y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Welcome back to Coffee Break Spanish. Now, in today's lesson, we'll be asking for some information at the hotel reception. This is something that you might well find yourself having to do if you're on holiday in a Spanish-speaking place. We'll be asking for information about public transport and about how to get to particular places, practicing lots of the language that we've used previously. I hope you enjoy today's lesson.
So, in this week's lesson, estoy en la recepción del hotel. I am in the hotel reception, and I'm going to be asking the receptionist for some information about un supermercado, a supermarket. My question is, ¿hay algún supermercado abierto el domingo? So, is there a supermarket abierto, open, el domingo? On a Sunday. Have a listen to the whole conversation and see how much you understand. Then we'll go through the language, the words and phrases contained in this conversation, afterwards.
Hola.
Buenas tardes. ¿Cómo está usted? ¿Todo bien?
Sí, sí, todo está muy bien. Necesito un poco de información.
Dígame.
¿Hay algún supermercado abierto el domingo?
Bueno, aquí en San Pedro no hay nada. Pero en el centro comercial Dos Mares sí que hay.
¿Está muy lejos de aquí?
Está a 5 minutos en coche. ¿Tiene coche?
No, tendríamos que coger un autobús.
Déjeme ver. Tengo el horario por aquí. Sí, los autobuses pasan cada 2 horas. Hay uno que sale de la estación de autobuses a las 6.
¿La estación de autobuses está lejos de aquí?
No está muy lejos, quizá 5 minutos caminando.
¿Me puede señalar dónde está en este plano de la ciudad?
Claro que sí. Mire, aquí está el hotel. Saliendo del hotel, gire a la izquierda. Siga todo recto unos 200 metros y gire a la izquierda. Luego tome la segunda calle a la derecha y la estación de autobuses está enfrente.
Bueno, a ver, salgo del hotel, giro a la izquierda, sigo todo recto y aquí doblo a la izquierda. Luego tomo la segunda calle a la derecha.
Y la estación de autobuses estará enfrente de usted.
Perfecto. ¿Qué hora es?
Son las 5:30. Va con tiempo.
Muchas gracias.
No hay de qué. Hasta luego.
So, how did you find that? This conversation contains quite a lot of language that we've covered in previous lessons. For example, everything about directions. Let's listen to the beginning of the conversation and we'll talk about a few of the words that are contained in this part of the conversation.
Hola.
Buenas tardes. ¿Cómo está usted? ¿Todo bien?
Sí, sí, todo está muy bien.
Now, just before I ask my question, let's just check that you've understood all of this so far. The receptionist says, ¿Cómo está usted? How are you? He uses the formal form with me. He then says, ¿Todo bien? Literally, all well, everything okay. And I respond, sí, sí, todo está muy bien. todo bien is the same as saying todo está bien, just missing out the verb. Listen to my question now.
Necesito un poco de información.
Dígame.
¿Hay algún supermercado abierto el domingo?
I began by saying necesito un poco de información. You know what necesito means, or in Latin America, necesito. Necesito means I need. Un poco de, a little, información, información. I need a little information. Necesito un poco de información. Or in Spain, necesito un poco de información. The receptionist then said, dígame. Now, this is quite a difficult word to translate word for word. It literally means, tell me. In this situation, it means, go on, what's the information that you need? And I ask my question. ¿Hay algún supermercado abierto el domingo? See if you can understand the answer that he gives.
Bueno, aquí en San Pedro no hay nada, pero en el centro comercial Dos Mares sí que hay.
He begins by saying, aquí en San Pedro, so here in San Pedro, no hay nada. Nada is the word for nothing. No hay nada means there's nothing. Now be careful with this. You might think no hay nada means there's not nothing. However, with Spanish negatives, you use that double negative. You need the no. No hay nada. If you're familiar with French, it's the same. Il n'y a rien. Il n'y a rien. There's a double negative in there. No hay nada. And indeed in Italian, non c'è niente. So if there's nothing in San Pedro, there may be something elsewhere. And indeed, the receptionist says,
pero en el centro comercial Dos Mares sí que hay.
There is a supermarket in the centro comercial, the shopping center, el centro comercial in Latin American. This particular shopping center is called Dos Mares, Two Seas, and that refers to the two seas in the area. There is, of course, el mar Mediterráneo, the Mediterranean Sea, but in this particular area of Spain, there's also what's called the Mar Menor. This is actually an inland sea created by a very small strip of land called La Manga, the sleeve, literally. You might want to find out more. You can Google Mar Menor. That's M-A-R, and then a new word, Menor, M-E-N-O-R. I then ask another question. You should be able to work out what this question means.
¿Está muy lejos de aquí?
Está a 5 minutos en coche. ¿Tiene coche?
No, tendríamos que coger un autobús.
Now, hopefully you've been able to identify two types of transport in that section. Coche and autobús. The receptionist said, está a 5 minutos en coche. It's 5 minutes away by car. Notice the use of a. Está a 5 minutos. Está a 10 kilómetros. You always use a when you're describing where something is. He then asks me, ¿tiene coche? Do you have a car? You don't need to say, ¿tiene un coche? That would be like saying, do you have one car as opposed to two cars? ¿Tiene coche? Do you have a car? And I reply, no, tendríamos que coger un autobús. This means we would have to. Tendríamos is actually what's called the conditional. Tendríamos que coger un autobús. We would have to catch a bus. Now notice that in Latin America, you'd be more likely to say tomar un autobús in certain parts. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter, and you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. So the receptionist goes on to see if he can find the horario. El horario is the timetable.
Déjeme ver. Tengo el horario por aquí. Sí, los autobuses pasan cada dos horas.
Can you work out how regularly the buses pass the hotel?
Los autobuses pasan cada dos horas.
Pasan cada dos horas. They go by every 2 hours.
Hay uno que sale de la estación de autobuses a las 6.
There's one, hay uno, que sale, which leaves, la estación de autobuses, the bus station, a las 6. At 6 o'clock. So there's one that leaves the bus station at 6 o'clock. Hay uno que sale de la estación de autobuses a las 6. And I've got my next question ready. I ask exactly where the estación de autobuses is.
¿La estación de autobuses está lejos de aquí?
No está muy lejos, quizá 5 minutos caminando.
So have you worked out what my question was? ¿Está muy lejos de aquí? And the receptionist answers, no está muy lejos de aquí. It's not very far from here. Quizá 5 minutos caminando. So, quizá means perhaps. You can also say quizás, and that really just depends on how it sounds. It's one or the other. There's no definite rule as to when you use quizá and when you use quizás. And of course, in Latin America, we are talking about quizá, quizás. Now, he said 5 minutos caminando. Caminando, it ends in ando, so it's likely to translate as ing, something ing. Caminar is the verb to walk. In fact, there's a very famous song, Caminando por la calle, walking along the street. Caminando, walking. So, 5 minutos caminando. He could also have said, 5 minutos a pie, on foot. 5 minutos. So, it's 5 minutes away. Now, I need to find out exactly where the estación de autobuses is, the bus station. So I ask, can he show me where it is on a map?
¿Me puede señalar dónde está en este plano de la ciudad?
Claro que sí. Mire, aquí está el hotel.
So first of all, before he gives us all the directions, the word señalar. Señalar means literally to signal. And I've used it in this sense, to show. Can you show me? ¿Me puede señalar? ¿Dónde está? Can you show me where it is? En este plano, in this plan, in this map of the town, de la ciudad. En este plano, de la ciudad. He says, claro que sí. Mire, of course, look. Aquí está el hotel. Here is the hotel. Let's listen to each part of these directions and work out what they mean.
Saliendo del hotel, gire a la izquierda.
So, saliendo del hotel, going out of the hotel or leaving the hotel, gire a la izquierda, turn left. The next part.
Siga todo recto unos 200 metros.
So, siga todo recto, go straight on. And he specifies the distance that we have to continue straight on for. Unos 200 metros, around 200 meters, literally, some 200 meters.
Y gire a la izquierda.
Then he says, gire a la izquierda. Turn left.
Luego tome la segunda calle a la derecha y la estación de autobuses está enfrente.
Listen to that final section again.
Luego tome la segunda calle a la derecha y la estación de autobuses está enfrente.
He says, tome la segunda calle a la derecha. Take the second street on the right. Y la estación de autobuses está enfrente. And the bus station está enfrente means it's opposite. Now, just to make sure that I've understood all these directions, I repeat them. And note when I repeat them, I change the verbs. He says, gire, doble, tome. And I change these to the I form. So I say giro, doblo, tomo. Listen to my version of the directions.
Bueno, a ver, salgo del hotel, giro a la izquierda, sigo todo recto y aquí doblo a la izquierda, luego tomo la segunda calle a la derecha.
Y la estación de autobuses estará enfrente de usted.
Perfecto.
So I've understood the directions, and now I just need to find out one final thing before I can head off.
¿Qué hora es?
Son las 5:30. Va con tiempo.
Muchas gracias.
No hay de qué. Hasta luego.
So I ask, ¿qué hora es? What is the time? And he tells me, son las 5:30. It's 5:30. He says, va con tiempo. This literally means you go with time. You're going with time. And it means you're on time. You've got plenty of time in this situation. So finally, I thank him and he says, no hay de qué. No hay de qué. That means there's nothing to thank me for. Don't mention it. No hay de qué. No hay de qué. It's quite a common phrase.
Muchas gracias.
No hay de qué. Hasta luego.
Okay, so hopefully everything makes much more sense now. As usual, what we're going to do is listen to the whole conversation and see how much you understand this time now that we've been through the language in this dialogue. And one thing to mention here is that after the dialogue, we'll play the Coffee Break Spanish jingle, so be warned, I know that some of you are surprised to hear the music coming up after the dialogue. Here we go.
Hola.
Buenas tardes. ¿Cómo está usted? ¿Todo bien?
Sí, sí, todo está muy bien. Necesito un poco de información.
Dígame.
¿Hay algún supermercado abierto el domingo?
Bueno, aquí en San Pedro no hay nada, pero en el centro comercial Dos Mares sí que hay.
¿Está muy lejos de aquí?
Está a 5 minutos en coche. ¿Tiene coche?
No, tendríamos que coger un autobús.
Déjeme ver. Tengo el horario por aquí. Sí. Los autobuses pasan cada 2 horas. Hay uno que sale de la estación de autobuses a las 6.
¿La estación de autobuses está lejos de aquí?
No está muy lejos, quizá 5 minutos caminando.
¿Me puede señalar dónde está en este plano de la ciudad?
Claro que sí. Mire, aquí está el hotel. Saliendo del hotel, gire a la izquierda. Siga todo recto unos 200 metros y gire a la izquierda. Luego tome la segunda calle a la derecha y la estación de autobuses está enfrente.
Bueno, a ver, salgo del hotel, giro a la izquierda, sigo todo recto y aquí doblo a la izquierda. Luego tomo la segunda calle a la derecha.
Y la estación de autobuses estará enfrente de usted.
Perfecto. ¿Qué hora es?
Son las 5:30. Va con tiempo.
Muchas gracias.
No hay de qué. Hasta luego.
And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break Spanish community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish and follow @learnspanish on Twitter. Muchas gracias y hasta pronto. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.